This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Hello and welcome to the Hot Corner. This is our second episode of the season, and I am, as always, your host for the show, Ryan McKenna. In this episode, we talk about a no-hitter thrown yesterday. The New York Yankees received their World Series rings, as well as a one-year anniversary of a tragedy. Later on in the show, we have our first installment of the Who's Hot and Who's Not fantasy update. And to finish off the show, we have a great question of the week from our good buddy Ken Quigley. Enjoy the show, everyone.
The Hot Corner News.
Ubaldo Jimenez has always had no-hit stuff, and on Saturday, he proved that to the world of baseball. Jimenez became the first Rocky to ever throw a no-hitter when he no-hit the Atlanta Braves. While walking 6 and striking out 5 in a 4-1 win, Jimenez was helped by an unbelievable catch by outfielder Dexter Fowler in the 7th that kept the no-hitter intact. This was the first no-hitter since Mark Burley's no-hitter-slash-perfect game last July, and I have a feeling it won't be the last one we will see this year. More to come in the Who's Hot fantasy update. A story that started our show here at Sports Superstation last year, the story about the tragic loss of Angels pitcher Nick Adenhardt, has reached its one-year anniversary. On April 9, 2009, Nick Adenhardt, along with two of his friends, were hit by a drunk driver and died because of their injuries. Just earlier that night, Adenhardt had pitched a great game for his ball club, the Los Angeles Angels. The Angels organization created an award to be given to the team's best pitcher, and that award was given to Jarrett Weaver, a very close friend of Adenhardt's. Adenhardt's death has not been forgotten by his close friend, Weaver. According to the Los Angeles Times, Weaver says, "A day has not gone by where I haven't thought about Nick. I think that's going to be a for the rest of my life thing. He's too good of a person to not remember." A tragic death for such a young man. He was 22 years old. The defending World Series champs, New York Yankees, opened their home 2010 schedule on April 13th and also received their World Series rings that day. A record crowd was on hand to watch the ceremonies, as well as the game that followed that included the Yankees beating the Angels 7-5. The World Series MVP on the Yankees team last year was Hideki Matsui, and he now plays for the Angels. When his name was announced to go receive his ring, he very much got the loudest cheer and ovation from the Yankees faithful. Yankees captain Derek Jeter considered Matsui as his favorite teammate to play with. Owner George Steinbrenner was on hand to watch the game. The Toronto Blue Jays made an acquisition this week when they traded for Giants outfielder Fred Lewis. The Giants will receive a player to be named later or cash considerations. Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos says that by adding Lewis, the Jays will add some depth along with helping their bench. They believe that Lewis has a nice, solid bat. Last year with the Giants, Lewis played in 122 games, batting .258. He bats left-handed and also has good speed. In other Blue Jays news, like we talked about in Episode 1 with news from spring training, and the possibility that the Jays could sign highly touted Cuban shortstop Adanis Hechavarria, they made it official this past week and signed him to a 4-year, $10 million contract. From what they say, the problem or the holdup with Hechavarria was his visa. The shortstop turns 21 this week and will report to extended spring training before being assigned to a minor league team. Jackie Robinson Day took place last Thursday, April 15th, around Major League Baseball. Jackie's number 42 was honored by all around baseball on this day. This day came with some controversy, however, this year, when Twins second baseman Orlando Hudson made some comments hinting racism and how it still hasn't been solved in today's social aspects as well as in the game of baseball today. Hudson says, quote, "You see guys like Jermaine die without a job. A guy with 27 home runs and 81 RBIs like Dye had last year, and he can't get a job. Pretty much sums it up right there, no? You've got some guys who miss a year who can come back and get $5 to $6 million, and a guy like Jermaine Dye can't get a job? A guy like Gary Sheffield, the first ballot Hall of Famer, can't get a job? We both know what it is. You'll get it right. You'll figure it out. I'm not going to say it because then I'll be in trouble. End quote. This is definitely very interesting, folks, and it's made headlines throughout the baseball world this past week. What do you as viewers think of O-Dog's comments? Is he right by saying this? The Oakland A's future ace and one of the most highly touted prospects in the game, Brett Anderson, signed a contract extension with the A's this past week. The A's signed him to a 4-year, $12.5 million contract. To date this year, he is 1-0, allowing no runs in each of his first two starts while striking out 10. Signs of things to come? Potential Cy Young winner? I think so. According to sources, Jay-Z, the rapper, with the good-looking wife Beyonce, has sued Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz. Ortiz opened a nightclub in the Dominican Republic named 4040, and according to Jay-Z, that name is too close to the one that he uses for his sports lounges, which are called 4040 Club. Big Poppy did not need this after another slow start to the 20 campaign, where he is just hitting 174 with no home runs yet. Although you do know that he had a slow start last year, and then he picked it up. Hopefully Big Poppy can turn things around. Alex Rodriguez had a milestone this past weekend. Rodriguez hit the first home run of the season, and that surpassed him of Mark McGwire on the all-time home runs list. And that gives him sole possession of 8th place on the all-time home runs list. The home run that he hit was his 584th of his career. That's all for the news. Over now to the injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
Two of the American League's finest second basemen, Aaron Hill of the Toronto Blue Jays and Brian Roberts of the Baltimore Orioles, have been placed on the disabled list. Hill has been nagged by a tight right hamstring and was placed on the 15-day disabled list retroactive to April the 6th. The Jays say it's just precautionary. Roberts, on the other hand, re-aggravated a herniated disc in his back. His DL stint is retroactive to April 14th, and there is a very good chance that he will be out longer than 15 days, according to manager Dave Tremblay. Good news for the All-Star second baseman? An MRI showed no major structural damage to his spine. In other Orioles injury news, their closer, Mike Gonzalez, is on his way to the DL as well. Gonzalez's injury is a strained left shoulder. The move is retroactive to April the 10th. So far this year, Gonzalez has struggled. He is 0-2 with an 18.00 ERA and only has one save. Speaking of closers, Angels closer Brian Fuentes is another closer that will be on the DL. Fuentes has not pitched since opening night due to back stiffness, and therefore the move is retroactive to April 5th. Fernando Rodney, who closed a few games last year for the Tigers, will be the Angels' interim closer. After something that nobody wants to see happen, with someone being hit in the head with a fastball, Aaron Rowan is another victim of a pitcher's faulty accuracy. Rowan was hit in the head by Vicente Padilla's fastball on Saturday against the Dodgers, a game which the Giants won 9-0. Rowan suffered two small fractures in his left cheek and a mild concussion on the play and will be placed on the disabled list today. That's all for the injury report. Over now to our first installment of the Fantasy Update.
The Hot Corner. Who's hot and who's not? Fantasy Update.
Alright guys, now time to see who's hot, and that is, as we said it would be, Ubaldo Jimenez. Jimenez threw a no-hitter yesterday, and that is just the first of what has been a great start to the year for the righty out of the Dominican Republic. Ask anyone who is close to the Rockies organization, and this no-hitter was no surprise to anyone. After the seventh inning great catch by Dexter Fowler, Jimenez just got even better, where his fastball hit mid-90s. Jimenez's record to date this season is 3-0 with a 1.29 ERA and a whip of 1.19. He also has 20 strikeouts to those numbers. For the who's not, the New York Mets and St. Louis Cardinals offenses get the great honor of being this week's who's not column. These two offenses, who are supposedly two of the best in the National League, at least the Cardinals are, were held to no runs through 18 innings when finally in the 19th, both teams scored one, and then in the 20th, Jose Reyes hit a sacrifice fly to the Mets to put the Mets on top, and the final score, 2-1. How many innings? 20. I think the numbers speak for themselves, folks. Offense in that game is equal to poison. Did I mention Jose Reyes, Jeff Francoeur, and Jason Bay all went 0 for 7? Good job, boys. That's it for the fantasy update. Over now to the question of the week. The Hot Corner Question of the Week. This week's question of the week comes from Ken, a good buddy of the show's, and Ken asks if I am like the rest of the critics and predict the Jays to lose 100 games this year. My answer? I don't think it will be 100 games this year. However, there will be many losses, many, many losses, that is, and that has been showcased this past week with the Jays squad. They just don't have enough this year to make any sort of playoff run, and it'll be a couple years at least, maybe even more, until the Jays' name will even be discussed in playoff talks. Their future looks bright, however. We saw this week that they signed Adini Hechavarria. I think he will be the key up the middle when you look into a future Jays team. Also looking into a future Jays team, Aaron Hill will be someone that everyone will be able to rely on at second base. Brett Wallace can either play first or third. So I don't see any problem in the infield. While the outfield should be alright if Travis Snyder can produce at the big level like he did in AAA. While Adam Lynn is definitely somebody that I would pay to see on a day-to-day basis, as he has, his power numbers are very good, and that's the reason why he is the Jays' designated hitter. Travis d'Arnaud looks like the future behind the dish, while the Jays' farm system, pitching-wise, is filthy. And that group is led by newly acquired Kyle Drabek. So to get back to your question, Ken, no, I don't think the Jays will lose 100 this year, but they will certainly lose many games, and they will finish either 4th or 5th in the East. I wouldn't be surprised if they finished at last. So thank you, Ken, for your question, and if anybody else has a question they would like answered on the show by me, please feel free to leave it as a comment on our website, or email it to me at Ryan, R-Y-A-N, dot B, dot McKenna, M-C-K-E-N-N-A, at gmail.com. That will just about wrap up the show this week. Thank you to everyone who tuned in, and I hope to see you back here next week for Episode 3. Before we head out, however, we have two small things that we want to share with you. First off, our World Series predictions here at Sports Superstation. My pick to win it all this year is the Minnesota Twins. This is a bold prediction, I know, the Twins, folks. But I think the Twinkies have a very solid lineup this year, led by Joe Mauer, and will be a force to contend with. If they pick up another solid starter at the deadline, or even before that, I think they will be at least my favorite to win the World Series. Well, I think the Phillies will make the World Series against the Twins. Doc Halladay is an unbelievable pitcher, and if they can get Cole Hamels rolling the way they had him rolling a couple years ago, they should be good. Adam Connolly, our senior baseball analyst, predicts the Yankees to win it all this year against the Phillies. Finally, we will lead you out with some DJ Khaled and All I Do Is Win. Enjoy the tune and see you next week, and once again, thanks for tuning in, guys.
The Hot Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matthew McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Engineer, Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst, Adam Connolly. See you next week. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and
I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere, what they saying, loot is back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Ludiak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Cause all I do, all I do is
win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life. Riding the what? Cause we riding the night. Now she riding with me cause you wasn't riding.
All I do is win, win.